Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, October 2nd. Today, Tesla released its third quarter 2021 delivery and production numbers, confirming it achieved, again, a new record. Musk had previously told employees that conditions this last month, and especially last week, would be hectic. Before that, he said that he hoped the numbers during the quarter would be decent. But the Tesla team pulled it off yet again, delivering a record of 241,300 electric vehicles during the third quarter. Expectations were high on Wall Street, but not high enough in some cases. A poll of analysts showed that industry watchers were expecting 222,700, and those expectations were beat by 18,000. The success of Tesla's team is certainly inspiring. Tesla is on the path to deliver over 1 million vehicles in the year of 2021. Tesla had strong delivery numbers in Norway last month, and it helped leading the EV market to achieve yet another milestone. The data is in from September, and all-electric car sales reached 77.5% of the market. The top three selling cars are the Model Y with 3,564 units, the Model 3 with 2,218 units, and the Skoda Enyaq at 787. You heard that right. The third-place EV in Norway was nearly tripled by Tesla's second best-selling car. EBIL, Norway's Association of EV Owners, interestingly noted that 91.3% of private car buyers went electric last month. Company cars and leases are what's keeping the internal combustion engine alive in Norway. Norway aims to completely phase out new internal combustion engine vehicles by 2025, but looks like they only need about 6 to 8 months from now. Tesla has deployed its first two supercharger stations in Morocco, making it the first entry in the African market. When Tesla prepares to enter a new market, the automaker first deploys supercharger stations and service centers. However, based on the installation locations, those first superchargers in Africa might be more about servicing vacationing European market than the actual local market. As it stands, there are already a decent number of Tesla owners in Morocco and a few other African markets. Tesla has been known to look at the number of importations of their cars before officially entering. In Morocco, Tesla is also doing more business after recently starting a supply agreement with a semiconductor company, ST Microelectronics, and they are also based outside of where the chargers are located in Casablanca. Tesla missed their deadline to deliver the Model X in the third quarter of 2021, but a handful of new units of the electric SUV were spotted at the Fremont factory. After Tesla first unveiled the refreshed versions of the Model S and X earlier in the year, the focus was on the S, and they put the X on the back burner. But it looks like the food might be ready. A YouTuber with a channel named Zai Kuang Ye Yu Jian Shen posted a drone video over the Fremont factory and spotted some new Model X's, hopefully waiting for delivery. Then again, it's also possible that they are waiting for the installation of microchips that has slowed the progress of the auto industry on a whole. For people placing new orders in the U.S., Tesla is currently giving an estimated delivery timeline of May or June of 2022. Nikola appears to be finally letting go of its ridiculous $2 billion lawsuit against Tesla. In 2018, Nikola Motors had claimed that their truck design was stolen by Tesla, a claim that Tesla redirected to say that Nikola stole it from Rimac. In the meantime, Nikola Motors has been through the ringer. It was brought to light that the company, and in particular the founder and CEO, had misled investors by overclaiming the capabilities of their prototype, which wound up to be just a pusher with no propulsion system. The CEO was charged with 3 counts of criminal fraud and has since left his duties at the company. This may have distracted the Nikola team from the old lawsuit, because on July 7th of 2021, the court reached out to both parties and they said that neither one responded. In a few days of inactivity, the case will be dismissed. Lordstown Motors has announced that it has agreed to sell its Ohio factory to Chinese manufacturing giant Foxconn. The hope is that Foxconn can help start up the electric pickup truck production. The company was founded over a deal to take over GM's Lordstown factory for $20 million just a few years ago. And now they have plans to bring out their electric pickup, the Lordstown Endurance. Last year has had some tough challenges for the startup, including the embellished reservation numbers, a prototype that caught fire, and the exit of the CEO and CFO. Lordstown Motors is trying to right the ship by bringing in a new partner, Foxconn. They are a manufacturing giant known for the Apple iPhone. Foxconn has already made moves announcing their investment in the electrification industry, so it's not without precedent. Electrek takes a look at over-the-air software updates. Many modern electric cars have the capability to improve upon driving performance, add features, and improve the quality by constantly updating without the need for going to a service center. In the full article, we discuss how over-the-air software updates work, which cars have it, and also which cars are critically missing the feature. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.